Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Welcome to the broadcast. I am so excited today. We have an exciting program for you today. We're going to talk about your money. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you Michelle R. Ewing and Kevin Green. And Michelle and Kevin are of Five Rings Financial right here in Campton Roads, Virginia. And Michelle and Kevin will be sharing with us their journey on the road to financial freedom and a few tips and maybe a secret or two. So if you would like more information, you can call me after the show. We'll be giving you that information today before we leave. And so hello, Michelle. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Francine. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. It's a beautiful Friday. Who can complain?
It's, yes, fabulous Friday. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Francine. Hi, Michelle. Glad y'all are both doing well on this fine Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't wait to get into the show today.
We have an exciting topic. And you guys know we all love talking about money. So, Michelle and Kevin, let's get right into it. The last two shows, we were talking about budgeting, insurance, and how to have money conversations with our significant others. Now, today, let's talk about how you all talk to your clients about their finances. Both of you have mentioned refinancing your clients' finances. What does that process look like, and how does one refinance their finances?
Okay, Francine, I think I'll go first. Ladies first, isn't that right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Or is it Brooklyn first? Brooklyn first?
No.
Or ladies first.
Ladies first. Brooklyn can take a back seat.
Brooklyn never takes a back seat. Just got to remember that. Okay.
You're starting off firing all guns, ain't you?
Okay. starting early. Well, I'd like to start. I'll do a little bit of a role play. I like to do a little bit of a role play just so we can get an idea of what it's like sitting down with one of our clients. And so, Kevin, if you don't mind, I would like to utilize you as my client.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, one of the first things I like to ask is, before we really get into refinancing your finances so that I can have a good idea of how much room we have to refinance, would you mind telling me, what do you think your credit score is right about now?
I don't know. I haven't checked in a while, but the last time I looked at it, I think it was like around 650, 700, something like that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. We can do some things with that, but what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to go ahead and check that for me. That's your homework. So write this down. This is your homework. First piece of homework you have for the next time we get together is to find out for sure what your credit score is. And you can do something like that on Credit Karma, or you can go and get a free credit report once a year from the credit agencies. So that's really important to know your credit score when we're sitting down here to refinance your finances, all right? But with that in mind, we'll just move on to the next thing. So, Kevin, do you rent or own your home right now?
I own.
Okay, good. And so how much do you pay per month for your mortgage?
It's $950.
Okay, so you pay $950 per month. All right.
Yes.
So was that for a 30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage?
It was a 30-year mortgage.
Okay. And how long have you been paying on it now?
I've been paying on it for – well, I refinanced at one point, but I've been paying on it. I paid on it for about 15 years, and then I refinanced, and so now it's another 30-year mortgage of the refinance.
Okay. So when did you do that?
I did that 6 years ago.
Okay. So What was your interest rate when you did it?
Interest rate now is like 4.5%.
So it was 4.5% when you did it 6 years ago?
It's 4.5% now. It was higher before.
Okay, got you. Okay, got you. And what's your current balance on it?
I owe about 150.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have a car note?
Yes.
And how much is your monthly payment for your car?
My monthly payment for my car is $250.
Okay, pretty good. Do you know what your balance and your interest rate is on that?
My balance is $34,000, and I don't know the interest rate. I haven't even thought about that. I just send them their payment every month.
Okay, no, I get it. And that's a pretty good size balance that you have on there. Did you say $34,000
or $3,400? $34,000.
I'm paying for it for a while. Yeah. I would say that you are. Okay, so I need you. One more thing is to go and you need to find out what your interest rate is. So that's your second piece of homework. Okay, we might need to find out what that interest rate is on that. Because maybe paying longer than you want.
Assignment.
That's your homework assignment. Unless you have online banking. If you have online banking, you can pull that up and look at it now.
I don't have online banking.
Okay, got you. So, do you have any credit cards?
I do. I have a credit cards.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. What's the first one?
American Express.
Okay, so you have an American Express card. And how much do you pay on that per month?
I have a very low balance on that one. I think it's only like $200 or $300. So I only send them like $30 a month.
Okay. And do you know the interest rate on that?
It's 14%.
13%. All right. What's the next one?
Visa.
Okay. You have a Visa card. And
yeah.
How much do you pay per month on that?
$350. That one's pretty much maxed out. I was doing some shopping.
Yes, you have. You buy any shoes? You know I love shoes.
I bought some cowboy boots.
Okay. Okay, and so you said that one is pretty maxed out. So what does that number look like? What's the balance?
Balance on that one is
$15,000. Gotcha.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you know the interest rate on that one?
That one has a pretty high interest rate on it. It's like 19%.
Yes, that is pretty high. That is pretty high. And any others?
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay.
I applied
for
a new one, though. So I'll have a new one coming soon.
So you have a new one.
I'm sure I'm going to get approved.
Oh, I'm sure because, I mean, you have a pretty good credit score. And so let's talk about this American Express. You said you have a low balance on it, right?
Yeah.
What amount can you charge it up to?
Oh, my credit limit on that, I think it's like $25,000 or $30,000. It's very high.
Okay, so now let's talk about the need for that third credit card. Was there really a need for you to get that third credit card? Was it for something specific? Was it a store card or something like that?
It was a store card. I was shopping, and they offered me like a 10% discount if I signed up for their credit card, so I signed up for their credit card.
Okay, so I got you. And which store was that?
It was BJ's.
Got you. Okay, so BJ's. So that one you plan on using when you're shopping in BJ's?
I do, but it's a MasterCard, so I can use it anywhere. And I get an extra 2% on all my other purchases.
Okay, And what is the credit limit on that one?
Credit limit on that one is $5,000.
Okay. Okay. All right. Do you remember what the interest rate was on it?
24.99%.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say that you are doing pretty good, but now let's talk a little bit about these other expenses that you might have. Your utilities, cable.
Yeah, those come in as well every month. Hate it when they get here. Well, my utility bill, that runs, because it has my gas and my electric, and so I spend about $175 a month on that. And my cable, I have my internet and my cable and my home phone all connected, and I spend $210 a month on that.
Okay, and who is your provider?
Spectrum.
Spectrum. Okay, so $210 for your cable and your internet and your phone, all of that stuff combined together.
Yes.
How long have you been with them?
5 years.
So this is what we're going to do because, like, I have Verizon and I have all of those things, and I don't pay as much as you pay. So I think it might be a good idea for the next piece of homework you have is to go and check two other providers and see if they have any specials going on right now so that way we can bring that down, okay? And 4.5% is a pretty good percentage rate, but let's also check there and see what the current mortgage rates are. You may be able to refinance those and get those brought down a little bit more to bring down your payment. But also this car note. I think we may be able to put a little bit more money on that car note to pay it off a little sooner because it sounds like you're going to be paying on this car for a really long time.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
okay.
I can do that.
And now let's talk about the credit cards. You're doing excellent with your American Express card. Was there a special purchase that you made on your Visa? Because that one is up to $15,000.
I just use that one for everything. American Express wants all their money at the end of the month, and so I use my Visa a lot more.
Okay, and you have a pretty high interest rate on this Visa. So have you been paying pretty consistently?
Yes.
Okay, so what you can do is you can call the bank, and you can talk to them about lowering that annual percentage rate because you've been a good customer, and you can also look to see if there's a 0% interest for a balance transfer so that you can transfer this balance over to that 0% card and pay on it for up to about 18 months at 0% interest, any balance transfers. So that would be something that we can look at.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe financing your finances, that sounds like a lot of homework.
It is a lot of homework. Is a lot of homework. It's much more homework than getting into it in the first place. But it is. It's quite a bit of work. At the end of the day, we're doing it to help you refinance your finances, to help you find money to be able to either, one, pay down your debt much more quickly, or finding your $5 a day, $150 a month to save towards your financial future. For your retirement.
Okay,
and that
sound
BJ's
like
card. That BJ's card, that's a 25%
mm-hmm.
interest rate. So I highly recommend if you must have it that you make your purchases and you pay them off immediately. So you can make your purchases to get the 2% discount, but that you pay it off immediately, just like your American Express.
Okay, will do.
Okay, so that's about all we have for now. I need you to bring back that homework so that we can go on ahead and get the rest of this taken care of. I need you to know your credit score, and I need you to find out the interest rates on all of those items that we spoke about, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. So great information. And I know somebody may have tuned in, and they're probably wondering, what in the world are they talking about? We're talking about the refinancing your finances, going through what you actually have, what you're paying out, and how just going through each and every one of them that you can reduce some of those interest rates and some of those payments, and how you can take whatever you find, because it's found money now, and now put that towards your saving. So we're going to take a break right here. And one thing before I go to the break, while we're in COVID-19, Michelle was talking about getting your annual credit report once a year. You can get it every week, but I'm going to double check that at each one of the credit. Yeah, every week, and it's no charge to you because so many people are devastated by their credit. So they put something out where they're willing to let you do that for no charge. Because normally after the first one, there's a charge. Yeah, so I'm going to, while we are on the next break, while I'm on the break, I'm going to check. But we're going to break for like 2 seconds, and I'll be right back because I got to pay the bills. You're listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. We're on every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With today's guests are Michelle R. Ewing and Kevin A. Green of Firing Financial. If you would like more information about any of our programs or broadcasts, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. This show is being hosted by and sponsored by Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show, with yours truly and Veronica McMillan. So check us out every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are always excited to have you join us. So we're going to go right back to our conversation with Michelle and Kevin. Now, Kevin, Michelle has given us some great examples of the type of questions she asks when she is putting a client through the Five Rings Financial Funnel. What are examples of the type of questions you would ask?
Sure, no problem. All right, Michelle, there are a few things that I always make sure I touch bases when I'm putting people through our Five Rings Funnel. And one of the first questions is I ask, do you have car insurance?
Yes, I do.
Which carrier do you use?
I'm with USAA.
And how long have you been using them?
Oh, I've been with USAA for about 20 years.
How much do you pay each month?
I think I pay about $150 each month for both of my vehicles, I think.
Okay. You're not sure? Okay. So one of your bits of homework are going to be to find out exactly how much you're paying for your car insurance each month.
Okay.
And I have another question for you. When was the last time you shopped around to see if you were getting the best rate on your car insurance?
I don't need to shop around. I have USAA. They take care of their military members.
They do indeed. I've heard those commercials as well. But when I shopped around and I got an interest rate quote from USAA, as well as from Geico, Geico actually gives me a better rate than USAA. So
really?
You might. Yes, really they do. So I use Geico. But additional homework assignment for you, be to shop this around a little bit. People usually get into like their groove. They get their car insurance with a company, and they're with that same company for years and years and years, and they never go back and reshop it. And sometimes other companies are offering a better rate. So another homework assignment for you, other than to figure out exactly how much you pay, is to shop at least two other companies and find out what comparable insurance would be at those companies. Now,
okay.
I have never used them, but I have heard of other companies or companies out there that will do that shopping for you, and they can check a whole bunch of carriers all at the same time. But I've never used one of those. I do old school. I like to dial carriers individually and compare apples to apples. But there are many different ways to get it done. But your homework assignment is to check at least two other carriers and see if you can, improve that rate. Okay?
Okay. I can do that because now I'm jealous. You saying that, you know, you got a better rate than me than from Geico. Now I'm going to have to check Geico. At least I'm going to have to at least check Geico. See.
Okay. Yes, do indeed put them on your list. But like I say, don't be afraid to use some of the other companies that will shop multiple places for you at one time if you don't want to call individually.
Okay.
All right. So, Michelle, do you have a cell phone?
I do.
And which carrier do you use?
I'm with Sprint.
And how long have you been with Sprint?
I would say I've been with Sprint for at least 20 years. It was when they switched from Nextel. They went from Nextel straight to Sprint, and I just stayed with them.
Okay. So how much do you pay each month?
I pay a little over $70 each month. They switched me to a $69 plan. I was paying more before.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Clearly, you have not shopped your cell phone carrier in quite some time. So there's another homework assignment for you. Call at least two other carriers and see if you can get the same type of coverage for the same number of lines at a better price.
Okay, I can do that, Kevin. You give me a lot of work to do.
I know, I am, but it's worth it. I've had clients where just between reshopping their car insurance and their cell phone, they have saved as much as $250 a month just from reshopping those two things.
Okay, I think it's worth it.
Okay. All right, so let's cover a little bit more as we go through this funnel at Five Rings. I'd like to ask you about your income taxes. Do you usually get a refund check?
Oh, yes, every year.
Is it usually a large amount?
That's how I save my money.
Okay. Approximately how much do you get each year?
I get about $3,500 back each year.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I do it every year, and it fluctuates. See, I get less now because I'm no longer on active duty. I used to get like $5,000, $6,000 back every year. But I'm no longer on active duty, so it's now about $3,500.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how much do you have in your savings account from each year, putting that money away?
No, I don't put it away. I save it, and then, you know, so I don't have any of that left.
Oh,
I don't understand why you're asking me this question.
So you're not saving it. You're just delayed spending it?
Yeah, I'm saving it so that I can do something with it when it comes.
I see. I see. Okay. So that's what we call a delayed savings plan, not a delayed spending plan, not a savings plan, because you're not saving any of it. You're just spending it all. And there are ways around that.
I agree. That's my way of saving. That's my way of saving.
Well, you keep saying saving, but you're spending it, so you're not saving. Okay. So if you really, truly wanted to save money, there are ways around that. One, you can maybe be very studious about taking that refund check and putting in some type of investment every April when you receive the check. Or you can adjust your allowances on your W-4 form with your employer. By adjusting your withholding allowance, you can decrease the amount of refund that you're receiving each year and increase the amount of money you're receiving in your paycheck each time you get paid. And you can take that money and actually put that into an investment. We've talked about many times on the show about paying yourself first. This is a way of paying yourself first. You take that money rather than giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan for the year. You take that money yourself, you pay yourself with it first, put that money into an investment. Even if you save $50 or $100 each week in your income taxes, then you can take that money and you can put that into an investment, and by the end of the month, you can have that $150 to put into a tax-free retirement plan for when you get older and you're ready to retire. And it's very painless because you're already used to not having that money in your budget because it's going to your interest-free loan to the government, and then when you get the money, you're spending it in April. So this way you can just do it a little bit at a time, each week, each time you get paid, each month when you're getting paid, and you can make that money, you know, work for you by investing it. Does that sound like something you might be interested in doing?
Oh, so I get it. So what you're saying is rather than giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan, I could take that money during the year, put it into my savings, like a tax-free retirement, and benefit from compound interest instead
exactly.
of just spending it every April or May when I get the money back.
Exactly.
And that's another way of paying myself first.
Yes, it is. Exactly. You get it?
That sounds like something I can do. Kevin. I'm going to tell you that right now.
All right. Well, those are some of the questions that I ask my clients when I'm sitting down with them and I'm putting them through the Five Rings Financial funnel in order to help them find money in their monthly budget in order to start contributing towards their tax-free retirement plans, purchasing their living benefits life insurance, or if they do have very high debt or you know, high finance rates on their debts, like some of the credit cards I mentioned earlier in my role play, you can start using that money each week as you receive it in your paycheck to pay down that debt faster, which in the long run saves you that finance charge that you're paying off over time. Okay?
Yes, that sounds great.
Perfect. Francine, how
Perfect.
Is that?
Great. So that gives the listening audience a great idea of what going through the funnel looks like. If they've never heard of it before, it's actually going through line by line what you actually owe and how you can reduce payments and reduce interest rates. And yes, it is a little bit of homework, but it's definitely worth it if you're going to have that extra $250 to put towards your savings account or whatever you're going to put towards your retirement plan. So this is a great way to do that. So we've got about 2 minutes. So, Michelle, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you. And then, Kevin, you do the same. This was really great and very informational. And there is a Wine, Woman, and Wealth tonight, Michelle. So tell folks about that, too.
All right. Well, my name is Michelle Ewing. You can reach me at michelle.ewing1@gmail.com. Or you can find me at livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetimelegacies. And we do have a Wine, Women, and Wealth at 7 p.m. tonight. You can't find that one on Eventbrite. So if you want to go to Wine, Women, and Wealth tonight, hit up Francine. Everyone has her number. And we can send you an invite. We have a Wine, Women, and Wealth tonight at 7 p.m., and it's virtual.
Okay, Francina, your listeners can find me via email at kevin@ivringsfinancial, all spelled out. And if they're interested in going onto our website to find out what upcoming events we have, we do have free Money 101 workshops. We have additional Wine, Women, and Wealth events coming up. They can find that information at the number 5RFEast.eventbrite.com. Again, that's the number 5RFEast.eventbrite.com.
Thank you. And if you want to attend the Wine, Women, and Wealth tonight at 7 p.m., text me at 757-567-6734. And ask me for the invite, and I'll get you in. But don't wait until 7 o'clock because I will not be available. So I'm just letting you know right now. So, Kevin and Michelle, thank you so much. And I am a member of Five Rings Financial for full disclosure. And if you would like to contact me, it's f.humphrey@fiveringsfinancial.com. So great show, great information. I am just thrilled to have you both on Fridays to talk about these things that people don't want to talk about. We are making life-changing decisions each and every day, so why not pay yourself first, find some extra money, save some money, and spend some money. So thank you guys so much, and I will see you again next week right here at Finances with Francine and Friends. Have a great weekend.
You too, Francine.
Thank you
so much for having
us.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.